Hello, everyone, and welcome to a special episode of Now About That with James and Sarah. I'm James, and today Sarah is not actually going to be joining us. She's not feeling well. So what we're going to do instead of record an episode is re-upload our very first episode so you guys can listen back to it and get to know us a little bit more. So please feel free to enjoy this next episode. This was, again, our very first episode, so the sound quality isn't the best, but we didn't want to skip out on a week, so feel free to listen. Otherwise, we will see you next week. Have a great weekend.
Today on episode one, we're going to talk about ourselves, do a quick introduction about who we are, and then discuss a little bit about like why we're doing the podcast and then what the podcast is going to look like. Going forward, our podcasts are going to be usually around an hour long, if not a little bit less. Today it'll be a little bit shorter than that because we are just doing a quick introduction of ourselves and then laying out the platform for what we're going to do going forward. So my name is James Martin. I am a 33-year-old gay cis male, born and raised in a small town in Indiana. And my podcast co-host is...
I'm Sarah. And you sounded way more professional than I'm going to. I'm 33 years old and I am a bisexual, non-binary, genderqueer, born in California and raised in small town Indiana.
So... I guess the biggest part about why we're doing this, or our first podcast is going to be, it's like, why are we doing this? Or what are we looking for, in doing this podcast? What are your thoughts, Sarah? Or is it just because I said, do you want to do a podcast?
it was a little bit because you were like, let's do a podcast. But I think the other reason though is, it's something new and different and, you know, why not jump on the bandwagon?
And I don't know if you've looked at it, but I put in our Instagram, which will be tagged in the comment section or the description section of this episode. And the actual description of the podcast, it's just a podcast with two friends that are talking about our lives, talking about general happenings in the area where we live or where the United States or even the world. And then just really chatting back and forth. That's going to be the general consensus of this podcast. And like I said in the description of our podcast, there's another podcast where two people are just chatting. The world needs another one of those, right?
Absolutely. You can't have too many podcasts with just two friends chatting. Personal opinion.
I agree. I think what I want to talk about is kind of, we talked about, or in our document, we have items laid out where we're going to talk about for, like, why we moved, where we're living currently, why we moved, where we're living, and then just really like what's coming up in the podcast. So, right now I currently live in Pawtucket, Rhode Island, just north of Providence, Rhode Island. And I moved here. I actually live in Rhode Island and work in Massachusetts. So the only reason I moved here from Indiana is because of my job that I got in Massachusetts. But before that, I lived in California, which was an amazing experience to live in California for 2 years on the company, mainly the company's dime, which was great. And then I moved to California and then moved back to Indiana for my job. And the coworker that I had when I moved to California had moved on to something else. I had four other coworkers that I was trying to acclimate to. And one of them just, her and I just couldn't ever get along. We just, we always butted heads. Anytime I said something to her to give her some critiques about what she was doing and the fact that she didn't know what she was doing yet and I was trying to help her, she didn't really appreciate the feedback, and it could have been the way that I was giving the feedback.
I mean, we could also point out that this was a person that we went to high school with.
It's true. We did go to high school with her. I didn't remember her from high school. I did remember her from elementary school when I went to elementary school for like 5 minutes with her. but I didn't know her. We didn't ever have any interaction at school itself. So I don't really know. I think she was just this is just me. I'm assuming she was just intimidated by the amount of knowledge I had and the fact that she didn't have the same amount of knowledge. And I was doing everything, and she was, after a year, she needed to be doing the same things I was doing, and she wasn't ready for it yet. So we just kept butting heads and couldn't ever get along. And then I also wasn't a huge fan of the manager I had either.
Fair.
I didn't mind her, but it was really like she wasn't super invested in the training team, and I wanted to be the leader of the training team, and that wasn't going to happen. So I had to move to other places to potentially be the leader of the training team. Sarah, mm-hmm. would you like to talk about you?
So I moved to Austin, Texas, in 2019. Chance at a new start, chance at, you know, exploring a place that I had not been before. Like in our little shared document, I said that one of the reasons was so that I could be a hoe. That was not entirely true, but that's what ended up happening. So, let's see, I didn't move for work. I didn't move for school. I moved just a chance at a new start. I don't know if I recommend that or not, but you know, you do you kind of situation there. Currently, I guess I'm trying to get back into school because I haven't been able to work due to long COVID, which I'm sure will come up at some other points during this podcast. I don't know what else I'm doing. I don't know what else I'm doing with my life.
Well, I know one thing you're getting ready to do. In May, you're going to come and visit me for a little while, which I'm excited about. So you're going to get to come and visit and see a new place you haven't seen either. Rhode Island is going to be exciting. And we can maybe even at some point go up to Salem, Massachusetts and tool about in Salem.
I would love that. Salem's great.
Exciting. Ryan, my partner, and I, we have not gotten a chance to go to Salem yet. So, well, I'll rejig that. We went to Salem. He got out and got to walk around. But I was driving around trying to find parking for an hour.
Yeah.
Because our dumbasses decided, let's go to Salem on Halloween.
Yeah, on Halloween.
And see what we can see. Which was a dumb idea. The other thing we've done so far in like the 6 months almost that we've been here, which is crazy to think that we've been here for 6 months. We did go and drive by the house that inspired the movie The Conjuring. So the very first The Conjuring.
Nice.
Drove by the house and got to see it for a minute. One thing I will say is they do tours, but we did not have, they didn't have any tours available for a while, so we haven't gotten a chance to go and do that yet. But that's something I would love to do when we're in Rhode Island.
Is that in Rhode Island or is it in Connecticut?
It's in Connecticut. It's like less than an hour away from Rhode Island, though. That's the thing with New England. Everything's like an hour away. You can drive an hour and be in a different state.
Yeah, I'm definitely looking forward to that because I've never been to Rhode Island and I've never been to Connecticut. So I'm pretty excited for that coming up?
So, other than that, did you want to talk about the schooling and go through like what you're going to do with schooling? What are you going back to school to do?
I'm going for my linguistics degree so that I can work in literary translation and the preservation of dying and extinct languages.
Is it? So are you going for a bachelor's first and then a master's potentially?
Yep. The goal is eventually a master's, but I'm working on the bachelor's right now. You just finished school not that long ago, didn't you?
I did. I just finished my bachelor's degree, yeah, thankfully. So I have a bachelor's in business admin, which is always fun. Incredibly boring to do. All the classes are items because I've worked at the company I work for 12 years and have been doing some of the trainings that I get to do as a training specialist. I learned a lot of the information already, so it was a lot of review mainly for the items like lean and those things that have to do with running a business. It was a lot of just review and catch up, and basically I just had to write about what I already knew, pull in fake sources, which was always fun. I basically, all I did was write a paper and then look through my paper and be like, okay, where does it sound like someone wouldn't know this? Then do a Google search for a source to add to my document, even though I didn't pull any information from that actual document.
I love that.
So we also have in our little outline that we're going to talk about parents and family.
Oof.
Do you want to talk about parents and family?
No, I don't.
So those of you listening, if we have any listeners, a good thing to know is Sarah and I both have family and parents, but we're not super, super close with any of our family. Sarah, you're closer to your brother than I am to any of my siblings or family.
Yeah. I'm definitely closer to my family than you are to yours, but it's primarily my brother and my sister.
Yeah, I think the person I'm closest to on my family would be my dad, but that's because I lived with him for a majority of my life and took care of him and paid his bills and
all that jazz.
Was the adult of the family a lot of the times.
Same.
So other than that, what we wanted to talk about was coming up. So this is our first episode. It's going to be, like I said, a quick, we've been on here for less than 20 minutes. But the next episode, we actually have actual content that we want to talk about. So for me, the next episode topic that I have scheduled would be the, Florida Don't Say Gay Bill, which actually has an actual name, and let me pull it up and see what it actually is called, because there is an actual name for this bill. I have it saved somewhere, but I don't remember where it is.
Yeah, I have no idea what the actual name is.
Sarah, do you want to talk about the two items you have on yours while I search for this document?
Yes, as soon as I remember what my two items were. The two items that I was wanting to talk about are the anti-trans laws going on here in Texas, as well as the anti-abortion laws. As somebody who's genderqueer and therefore on the trans spectrum, the anti-trans bills that have been getting, you know, suggested and all this other stuff going through is really disheartening. Understandable because I live in Texas, but still really disheartening.
I'm still not finding it. Oh, wait, did I save it? I might have saved it to the...
We're just calling it the Don't Say Gay Bill.
Yeah, I mean, that's what everybody calls it. But I mean, so I do have to say, and this is going to be like a precursor to our next episode, I guess. I will say I did read the document. And I do have to agree, in some cases, it doesn't really say anything about don't say gay, or you're not allowed to say gay. It is very vague, and I can see how some people, or how it can be read as you're not allowed to talk about your family, which is what a lot of people are pointing out, that people with like family members, or if they have a wife or a husband and they want to display pictures or show their family, they can't do that because of this bill, which could cause them to, well, not even them, the school actually, to receive backlash and potentially lose funding or have their funding removed because of teachers, or not teachers, because of family family suing the school.
See, I don't understand why we as a country are so hung up on who somebody else is having sex with. Like, who the fuck cares? How does that impact you?
I agree. I don't really see how it matters. Ooh, I think I know where it is. It's on my iPad. That's why I don't see it. Keep going. That's my thing too. I don't really understand why everybody is so hung up or worried about, ooh, this is what I'm doing with my family, or this is what I'm doing with my family. Honestly, we shouldn't be talking about any relationships or anything like that in the context of teaching family or teaching children about them while they're in school, or at that age, I guess, even. It has never made sense to me to even discuss like heterosexual relationships to elementary school students.
Yeah. I generally agree with that. It's like there's no real purpose to it, but here we are.
Still trying to remember where I put it. That's the hard part. Files.
I think in upcoming episodes, we're not just going to be talking about like stuff like that. We're definitely going to have a variety.
Yes. So my thought was we would have our two main topics that we're going to discuss throughout the episode, but then we'll do some maybe lighter topics to end it with, so that it's not so negative, I guess you could say. Depending on what we're talking about, some of the items might not be depressing. Some of them might be really exciting. Some of them could be interesting. There it is. It is called, the actual technical law is FLHB 1557. And an act relating to school rights in education is what the first, like the very first sentence says. Which honestly, and a lot of what, a lot of the information that's included in this FLHB 1557 has to do with parental rights and having parents actually decide what they get to learn, what their children get to learn. And I have to say, from personal experience, if my family was given free rein or given the autonomy of my, not autonomy, that's not what I want, given the full rein works for what I was going to learn through school, I would not have learned anything. Sometimes it's better to remove the parental aspect of someone, of a child, unless it has something to do with like their teaching. They don't like that they are teaching them about a religion that they don't believe in. Yes, I think you should be able to submit a request to remove your child from that classroom, but you don't get to dictate that other children cannot learn that.
Yeah.
Which is, I feel like when you read this bill and you pay attention to some of the verbiage, that's basically what you're saying, because one person, one family could look at this and say, I don't like this, I'm going to sue this school. And the school could potentially lose their funding if they don't correct it. And then it's going to say, well, the school's going to say, well, you can't teach it to anyone. And that should never happen.
Right.
To me, if children want to learn it, they should get to learn it, whether their parents want them to or not. Yeah, it sucks that your parent doesn't really want you to learn something. But like I said, and like even Sarah, you'll probably echo my sentiment. I don't feel like sometimes parents know good or know more than the child.
Mm-hmm. I absolutely shouldn't.
I don't know that I should say it like that. It's not that they don't know more than the child. It's they don't know what the child really, really wants.
Yeah.
And that's something that the child needs to figure out for themselves. And if helicopter parent?
Mm-hmm.
If you're being a helicopter parent and sterilizing that child's learning, they're not going to get to learn the items that they want to learn.
Yeah. I think one of the only really good things about because I was homeschooled for a lot of my education, despite the fact that my parents were extremely religious, well, my mother and my stepfather, I was still given like free rein to read anything I wanted to read. Essentially, my mom never prohibited what I could read or what I could learn about. Like, there were definitely things that she didn't want me reading, because she didn't feel I was old enough, but then that didn't work either. I read whatever the fuck I wanted. But yeah, I think a lot of times parents just don't want their kids to learn things that they themselves don't understand and have no interest in. They just want their kids to be like them.
Yeah, which I think both of us can kind of attest to the fact that neither one of us are really like either one of our parents.
Yeah.
I mean, my mother is a hippie type person that smokes marijuana, which I'm not saying marijuana is a bad thing. I personally don't see the value in it for myself. I can see the attributes of why it's a good thing. But that's something my mom likes to do. And her priorities were her and not her family. And then my dad is my dad. He's hard to explain. It's very difficult to explain my father. I love my father very much. I think he tried to do what he could, but that wasn't much.
Yeah. My father was incarcerated the majority of my life due to drug issues. And my mother is my mother. Like, I mean, it's kind of the same way of like, there's no one way to explain who my mother is. She's very Deborah. Like, that's all I can say. She's very Deborah. So I kind of fell far from that as far as that goes. My mom's she used to be more straight-laced than she is now. She's relaxed a little bit as she's gotten older, but And then, of course, my father passed away back in 2020. So.
Well, we talked about our family, which is we said we weren't going to.
Which we said we weren't going to do.
But I guess it ties into the conversation that I actually wanted to have next week. But,
you know, we're still going to have the conversation. The only other thing that I was thinking before we close out this episode was we could talk a little bit about how you and I became friends, which I think ties into why we're doing this podcast.
Did we become friends? That's a good conversation to have, because it was kind of just like, I mean, we were in school, we both went to school. How many years did you even go to school with me?
Like 3.
I was gonna say I didn't go to school with you the entire time, but I also didn't go to school with a lot of people that I know now for the entire time I was in school,
right?
But we met in middle school.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
So middle school, so that would have been, 2003?
Yeah, 2003, I think.
All right, 2003, 2004. And I guess, this would be a good topic. What was your first thought whenever you met me the first time? If you can remember it, because I'm going to be honest, I cannot remember the first time I met you.
I remember the first time because Chelsea introduced us, and Chelsea and I had been friends since 3rd grade. And I remember you had your hair with those streaks in it.
Oh God.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
That was a rough time. Rough time.
So my first impression was related to your hair. Because I was like, what is he doing with his hair right now? Like,
and she was like, look at this homosexual, not even knowing he's a homosexual at 14.
Dude, for years and years and years, everybody was just like, pretty sure he's gay. And I'm just like, no, he's not. No, he's not. Like, I helped support that lie. Like, no. No.
I don't know that it was... Well, I won't say I don't know that it was a lie. I was trying to be as quote-unquote normal as I could be in a very backwards, very non-progressive school and living arrangement. The school we went to is still not super progressive, and I'm sure they would be excited to see some of the bills that are being passed and get them enacted as well. To me, I think that's kind of the main reason I didn't actually come out. I understand the need to come out and the need to have visibility to LGBTQIA plus people. I hate the fact that it's still a thing that we have to do. Like, why can't I just love who I want to love, be with who I want to be with, and it just be okay with everybody? Why does it matter to you?
Yeah, and I think that goes back to what we were talking about earlier about what does it matter who I'm having sex with?
Yeah. I think that's to me, in my 33 years of experience, that's kind of how I think of it and have kind of come to terms with why it took so long. Because I didn't actually start dating men until I think I was 24 when I first had any interaction with another male. And before that, it was, I had relationships with women, girls at the time, because the last relationship I had before 24 or 25 was 17.
Oof.
But that's the thing, I guess I should clarify. I don't mind not being in a relationship. having those types of experiences isn't super, super important to me. I do have a long-term relationship right now. I've been with the partner that I'm with for going on, this is 6 years now?
I think so, yeah.
We've been in a relationship for 6 years, and I do love him, and we spend most of our days together. I mean, I work 5 days a week. He's starting to work while we're in Rhode Island again now, so that's great. And then we spend our weekends together and the evenings together.
Yeah. I don't know. I didn't experiment or really come to terms with my sexuality until I was in my early 20s. So the funny thing is everybody assumed that I was a lesbian the whole time anyway.
It's like, the hair.
It's the hair. Thanks. But yeah, everybody like thought I was a lesbian, and I'm just like, man, I really should have leaned into that. I could have been having all kinds of relationships if I really leaned into it, but I didn't.
I don't know about that. The town we lived in, there's, I mean, I guess Bloomington, maybe. The city.
But like, I don't know. I didn't start dating or like fooling around with AFABs until I was in my mid-20s. So
I want to talk about that. Maybe it doesn't necessarily have to be this episode, since it was really meant to be just an introduction to us. Mm-hmm. But at some point in this podcast, I would like to, because I'm still as a member of the LGBTQIA plus clan, I guess, not clan.
The Alphabet Mafia,
yeah. I still don't understand some of the lingo or the language, the terminology that is used. So like in our document, you have your, I have my cis male, mm-hmm. and you have ENBY, which I didn't realize until a few weeks ago or months ago, maybe, that stood for non-binary,
mm-hmm.
which is kind of a really cool abbreviation for it.
I'm a cute little envy.
And I'm a cis.
It's okay. It's okay because you're gay.
But yeah, like I said, I would like to at some point like discuss and go through that stuff, and we can talk about it as an open forum and put some literature and some information for anyone that wants to listen or is listening. If we have listeners, we could just be doing this for ourselves.
You know, it's still fun though, so.
It is. It's fun to take a day of the week to get together, talk to a friend that is maybe not in the same town, but even in the same city or state as us.
The good news is that we'll be in person here in the next 2 weeks. So
it's true. I'm excited. I can't wait for you to see that place. See Bobo, my baby, my little
man. I miss Bobo.
So I think that we'll call that a day and wrap up our first episode.
Yay!
So if anyone is listening to our first episode, thank you for listening, first of all. And then second of all, we look forward to the journey that you guys are going to come along with us as we move towards our next couple of episodes or our next few episodes, and we will see where it goes from there.
Yeah.
And I look forward to next episode having a more in-depth conversation about the Florida FLHB1557, more aptly known as the Don't Say Gay Bill. And then mm-hmm. we can talk about also anti-trans laws and anti-abortion laws with Sarah. And then we'll wrap it up with a little bit of levity at the end and have a fun conversation about something.
A little bit of levity.
Well, I just wanted to pop in and say thank you again for listening to this week's episode of Now About That with James and Sarah. If you liked it, please give us a like, a comment, and don't forget to follow and subscribe. If you would, please leave us a review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen. This will help get the podcast out to more people and help us grow. Feel free to follow us on social media. Our handle is at Now About That Pod. So if we do not come up on the search, we're not on that platform. If there's something specific you would like us to discuss on the podcast, feel free to email us at nowaboutthatpod@gmail.com. Visit our website, www.nowaboutthatproductions.com, or you can leave us a voicemail or send us a text message with anything you'd like us to discuss on the podcast. Our phone number is 765-557-4170. Thanks again for listening, and we will see you, listen to you, talk to you next week. And have a great Monday, since this will be coming out on Monday. Hopefully Sarah has a great week and she gets feeling better, and we will talk to you all next week. Thanks, everybody. Bye.